Mr. Holloman, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, sir. I was sitting here talking to Rose, you know, about this thing, and I, she made a point that may be worth considering. One of my judgments on the Andrews thing, of course, was the thing on the way back from Russia, which was a hell of a pressure cooker deal. But she says that Ray worked, well, really did an enormous amount of work with Andrews on that, and they worked very well together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my view is, I mean, I don't know whether it might be a good idea to have Ray and Andrews come up, if you like, and they might use them both. What do you feel about it? Or is it?
I think it's really what you're most comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because it's...
That's what I'm comfortable with, yeah.
The only point of having him up here is to...
Yeah.
To bounce off you or give you what you need, because other than that, they can do it down there.
Yeah.
Easily. That.
Yeah, well, you've got more of a philosophical problem with Ray. I mean, he's naturally, and which on this I really can't really argue with people about. I mean, I'm just not interested in their philosophy. I mean, the other things I could, but, you know.
Well, we can certainly make that point to him, though, and, you know, just...
No, it isn't right to do that.
Oh, sure. I mean, make the point that we're past that point, and it's now down to trying to put together the...
Yeah.
There's the advantage that Ray can work the rest of the crew if there's, you know, like if you want any output from Bakshian or anything else that... Andrews, but I can call him off, or you'd want both of them, that was your thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got Graham's input, and we got, you know, I've got so damn many people's input here that I just really can't, you know, get any other judgments at this late point as to which way to go.
Yeah.
Particularly the laundry list thing. I mean, that's going to be the real problem. I have tried to work in, I just dictated another paragraph